Some General Services Administration operatives are spending this week talking to cybersecurity companies in Silicon Valley. This is not GSA's first trip to the Valley. Denise Turner-Roth is the GSA administrator. She tells executive editor Jason Miller about why GSA went west and what they hope to get out of it this time.
There are important opportunities that are available for us across the GSA portfolio that certainly takes us nationwide. And it's important for me to try to visit as many as I can. And we have quite a few items that are underway here on the West Coast that brings us in town this week. One has been our meeting with the state to discuss a recent project that the state did with 18F. That was a great meeting in which we were able to compare notes and talk about what's next and what we learned from that process. We will also have an industry day that it mimics the one that we had about a month ago at GSA, which is focused on the cybersecurity special item number that we will make available by the end of September of this fiscal year. And then we also will have a ribbon cutting at San Ysidro, where the pedestrian walkway is being completed. And then we have other meetings in between, but very excited about just all the efforts that we have. And so seems like a good time to come to the West Coast.
And obviously you're getting away from the hot weather here in the East, so hopefully you're getting better weather out there. There was an event on Wednesday really looking at the CNAP program and GSA's role in CNAP. Give me a sense, what was your message to companies, federal employees, others in San Francisco about the CNAP program, the Cybersecurity National Action Plan?
It's important to us was for companies to recognize that, first, that there is a Cybersecurity National Action Plan that the administration and the federal government broadly and GSA is focused on, and wanted to be able to discuss the role that GSA is playing in supporting the cybersecurity national action efforts on behalf of the administration. And then we also wanted to drive home that as a part of that effort, we were bringing forward this contracting opportunity to work with the federal government. What I believe is important is that we are providing a expansive availability of products that are ready for federal agencies to utilize, as well as access to vendors that are ready to support our federal agencies as they work to focus on strengthening their cyber footprint.
One of the ways you guys are doing that is through something called the Fast Lane program. There's also some other efforts. Is there any update you can give us about those efforts, how they're going so far?
We are actually very excited about what we're seeing. We actually are seeing quite a bit of take-up in our Fast Lane efforts, and companies seem to be going through the process. And one of the things that are important about the Fast Lane process is that we will be able to, and we've seen that we're reducing companies' time to go through the process from over 100 days to get on the IT Schedule 70 to just under a month in many cases. But what's necessary there is that the company is ready to put forward their application. They're ready to work with us very diligently and come to the table. And our staff is doing the same. And so it's that quick back and forth that's really making the process successful.
When you talk to people outside of the D.C. area or the atypical government contractors, they complain a lot about the bureaucracy of the government and the challenge it is to get through the government and get on a schedule or get a contract. And I think part of the effort for Fastlane is to help deal with those issues. Is that the message you're hearing out west this week, that things are getting easier, or they still have that perception that things are too hard?
I think that the perception is still there, but recognizing that we've rolled out these programs recently helps companies to realize that we are hearing what their needs are and how they need us and how they would work differently with us if we really try to remove some of the barriers. And it's part of the reason why we are going through the interim review of the multiple award schedule. It's part of the reason you're seeing a lot of the efforts targeting the schedule, including consolidation of contracts. What we know is that we have a strong platform to support our federal agency and play an important role between being a connector with vendors and federal government. And so we are going to be very focused and continue to be very focused on what we need to do to improve our processes to break down any challenges to actually working with the federal government.
Now, related to the CNAP program, there's several initiatives you guys are obviously working on. One is related to a key part of the IT Modernization Fund that's obviously going through the congressional rigmarole right now, or the hurdles in Congress. Are you talking about that, or is that kind of something that is out there, but you really can't say too much because it's really up to Congress now?
No, it's something that we absolutely talk about. I mean, at the end of the day, we have a IT modernization initiative. And a part of that initiative is how do we improve our cyber footprint as a federal government to ensure that our agencies are postured in the best ways possible in identifying where the strengthening is necessary and for us to take those steps. So the IT Modernization Fund is certainly a part of that, where we think about how do we help agencies as they seek to replace their legacy systems, and how do we do that in an efficient way, and how do we do it in a way that really leverages off of federal agencies across the enterprise supporting each other by potentially even making these purchases together and thinking about their acquisitions as a collaborative group. So the direction that has been spelled out that is a part of the initiative that would be supported by the IT Modernization Fund is the right direction, an important direction, and I think the federal government will go down that path regardless.
Several agencies have a presence in Silicon Valley or have headed west, DHS, DOD, just to name a few. Did you talk to those agencies in preparation for your trip out west, and what kind of message did they tell you, or what kind of expectations did they tell you maybe you should have as you head west?
Yes, we've definitely been in dialogue with the other agencies that have come this way to understand what they're learning and hearing as they talk to firms that are headquartered in Silicon Valley. And they actually have been a voice of helping us understand what our customers are asking for as they think about working with federal government. And certainly, as we've talked about, GSA has a role in helping to be a facilitator of that process. So we're taking that learning and trying to apply it to the products that we provide to the federal government as well.
Any plans for GSA to create an innovation hub, an innovation lab out west yet?
So GSA actually has a presence of our 18F group in our San Francisco office, and they've been out there since the early days, as it were, in terms of an innovation lab. And we're announcing this week as well is something we call SuperPublic, which is a partnership between the city, one of the local foundations, and GSA to support technology and its presence in supporting governments and communities across the board. So we've actually been here working for a while. The innovation labs that you see at some of the other agencies may look different, but we are definitely have a strong presence, including over 35 staff members.
Denise Turner-Roth is Administrator of the General Services Administration. You can learn more about GSA's meeting in Silicon Valley at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.